Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Like any major life event, the annihilation of life as we know it deserves a soundtrack. It's not easy to decide what to listen to when the four horsemen of the apocalypse are coming around the bend. So for everybody hosting an end-of-the-world party over the next 48 hours, we've compiled a few suggestions to help you kick out the jams one final time. With me in the studio are Word of Mouth producers Rebecca Lavoy and Taylor Quimby. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Virginia.
So each of us picked out five songs, what we're calling our end of the world playlist. And here's the thing. There were no restrictions, no rules. They didn't have to be about the apocalypse. Don't have to follow any specific logic. May just be the ones we wanted to hear when it was all going down. But of course, all of us have our own reasons for picking the songs we did. So let's hear them. I'm going to start with you, Taylor. What do you got?
Well, first, I wanted to pick a song by R.E.M., but it's not the one you think. You see,
I did the same thing, Taylor, just saying.
Well, you know, they have the most annoyingly catchy song about the end of the world, but it wasn't going to end up on my playlist. Still, I love R.E.M., so I picked Night Swimming, one of my favorite songs from when I was a kid.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night.
Okay, so you were going with the what you want to be hearing rather than the apocalyptic song.
I kind of went in all directions with my playlist. For example, my number four choice is Kanye, All of the Lights, mostly because I picture the apocalypse will probably be very bright, and that's a very catchy tune, you know, a good way to go out, dancing, singing along, to the words I know anyway, which is only a few.
Okay, Rebecca, what do you got?
My number five song is Joe Jackson, Breaking Us in Two. I think Joe Jackson's Breaking Us in Two is the greatest breakup song of the 80s. And when the world is breaking up with me, that's the song I want to be listening to, at least at number five.
Don't you feel like trying something new?
My number four song is Mike Doty's Looking at the World from the Bottom of the Well.
That's a good song.
He apparently was recovering from heroin addiction when he wrote this song and talks about how it feels to be at the very, very bottom of everything. I imagine that's pretty much how I'll be feeling.
I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of the well. Lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down, and the only way.
My number five was It Ain't the End by Jay Sean and Nicki Minaj. It kind of, in many ways, especially if you watch the video, it's emblematic of the hedonism of the age. And I think that's part of, you know,
why we're going down.
That's why we're going down. And like you, I thought of R.E.M.'s, what is the song? Not Everyone
It's the
Can,
End of the World. I don't even want to finish the
It's the End
the
of
lyric.
The World as we know it. It made me think of R.E.M. and songs that I really like, and I thought The Passion by R.E.M. is a great song off of, I think, their first record. Can't remember.
It doesn't matter. This is our final record.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so what else have you got, Taylor?
My third choice is sort of an oddball by this band Vast, which stood for Visual Audio Sensory Theater. They had a couple decent albums, I think, in the late 90s and early 2000, and then fell off my radar anyway. But they had this one song, Touched, which got used in a whole lot of soundtracks, I think. It was on the Beach soundtrack.
Was Leonardo DiCaprio?
That one. And it had sort of this heavy guitar strum, this weird sample. It's very much sounded like the end of the world. And it meant a lot to me in high school when I thought every day was the end of the world. That was my third pick. My second is This It, which is the title track from the Strokes' debut album in 2001.
Oh, I love that.
It's got
record.
Like the happiest bass line I think I've ever heard, and I imagine that this is what the end of the world is going to sound like to a whole generation of disappointed hipsters.
And they're really, really skinny, so they wouldn't last long if there were a nuclear
holocaust. Yeah, they're sort of like, oh, really?
Nah. Is this it?
Thank you.
Okay, all right, Rebecca, what's your number three?
I've got a nod to the Beatles. I think a lot of people felt like it was the end of the world when they broke up, and sort of one of their, I think, really important goodbye songs to each other, and it would be a great goodbye song to the world, is I've Got a Feeling. Number two, I've got Mad World by Tears for Fears. I think of Donnie Darko. I think of, as Taylor said, what it sounds like when the world is going to end. Yeah. And I think that, you know, at that point in the 80s, I think that's how I was feeling.
I could see myself singing along to that song.
With your asymmetrical haircut.
Kind of melancholia pick there for me.
All right, so what do I have? I have If I Should Die Tonight by Marvin Gaye, because I love Marvin Gaye's voice. And if it's going to end, you want to be doing something that Marvin Gaye would want to be doing at that particular time. That's all I'm going to say about that. And then I kind of hedged on number two because I chose Satan Is Real by the Leuven Brothers, because if there is a moment to hedge my bets on being saved, this is probably it. So it might as well be the moment.
Taking your chances.
Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray.
I really debated about my top choice. I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. I like the idea that the apocalypse would end on a really, really high note. You know, I believe in a thing called love. You know, it's just, there's something about that that's sort of like, let's get out of here. We finished the job. We're done. Let's wrap it up.
There's a chance we can make it now. When we look into the sun goes down.
I really hate to do this to both of you, because I really did go through this entire process where I was thinking, you know, what's my favorite song from right now? Like, what do I just want to listen to right now? The last song I'll ever listen to, the one I enjoy 100% of the time, Rich Girl by Hall & Oates. Virginia, I know Hall & Oates is not exactly what you would choose. I have to say, there's something about this song in particular, sort of the way he puts that emphasis on the one word that wasn't supposed to be there back in the day when this song came out. Every single time I hear it, I love it.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't.
The backstory is what makes it her favorite song, that it's got a story behind it.
Well, I'm just glad Hall & Oates made it at least once on the list.
What I was thinking is the song Good Times by Chic, or should I say Le Chic? Because if the end of the world is coming, imagining myself dancing with everyone at Studio 54 is not a bad way to go out. Well, I want to thank you guys both. This has been truly enlightening for me. I feel like I know you both better.
Or you know us both worse, as the case may be.
Senior producer Rebecca Lavoy and producer Taylor Quimby sharing their Rapture playlists. And an honorable mention goes to our associate producer, Zach Nugent, and to our terrific interns, Bill Berry and Ali Kosmikas. And in case you wanted to use any of these suggestions for your end of the world party, if you're just looking to spend a quiet evening by yourself listening to some good music, check out our Spotify End of the World playlist on our Facebook page. Come tomorrow, let's all do it again.